I think that what black people ought to do right now is get mad with themselves, because, you know, we've had in the past some really great leaders who gave their lives for us to be able to have the fine jobs that, you know, some of you have, or just the job you have. I mean, it doesn't even have to be the greatest job in the world. It's just a job, and it pays the bills, but it's still a job that you otherwise would not have had these people had not given their lives and dedicated themselves to helping you to get to that point. I think the sad part about it is the fact that I think that we've really failed, because we could do a lot better with the money and freedom with this money that we've been given. Other than being consumers, I just think that there are things that we can do to be wealthy. And I'm going to give you some tips as to how to become wealthy. Some of these things are common sense things, but maybe you're not doing them. Maybe you're not referencing them enough. But let me tell you, wealth is out there for you. And I just think you need to get mad if you're not wealthy. If you've been working on your job 10 or 15 years and you don't have anything to show for it, except a big pretty house and some cars, but you don't have any money in the bank, I think you ought to be mad with yourself. I think you ought to get upset and get fed up with it and make a commitment that you're going to do something better, do something different. And I believe you can do that. I believe that. It's worked for so many other African Americans, black people, however you want to say it. And I believe that it'll work for you if you apply yourself and you apply these few things that I'm going to share with you, characteristics of wealthy people. So if you have a pen and a pad, I would really like for you to write these down, or you can play this part over, but try to get this through your head that these are things that you can definitely do today that will make a difference. And the beauty of it is that none of it is going to cost you any money. So you're in luck. It's just changing your attitude. It's in one of my books I talked about. Change your attitude, change your outcome. Change your attitude about money, you'll have money. And that's just being honest with you. You know, I think, and these are in no specific order that I'm going to give them to you, so, you know, use them at your own discretion. First of all, and I'll say this is number one. I will take liberty and say this is number one, because this is something that we just don't do. Black people, we need to live well below our means. We really do. You know, if you're lucky enough to have a job and you're making, you know, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 a month, you don't need to spend that much money. You need to really be at about half of that. If you're making $4,000 a month, take home, you need to be living at $2,000. Now, I know that sounds ridiculous, because that means that you can't go out and buy the Gucci shoes and the Chanel purse, the DKNY stuff. Ladies, this applies to you too. But what it will do, it will allow you to not have to work until you're 65. It'll allow you to have the luxury of having cash on hand in case an emergency comes up. You'll be able to take care of yourself and take care of your family, because that's what's important. That's what we're supposed to be working for. So you need to live well below your means. If you can do that, I guarantee you, you'll start to see a income revival, as I like to say. You really will. And you'll have that money to invest. You need to, you know, allocate your time, your energy, and your money more efficiently. And you need to use it in ways that's conductive to building wealth, to building wealth. And what I mean by that specifically is that you might have another $50 left over at the end of the month, $100, $500, I don't know what you have. But you need to make that money work for you. You don't need to just sit it in the bank. There are really safe things you can do. I tell my members all the time that one of the best things you can do is go out and buy gold. I tell them to buy gold coins or silver coins. You can, and I'm not going to do a big talk on that, but, you know, just so you'll know, there's a precious metals audio CD if you want to pick that up. It goes into more detail, but, you know, you can buy silver for like $8, I think, right now, and gold is about, you can buy a little 10-ounce coin for like $45, and platinum is a little bit more expensive. You're talking about $800, and then you have another metal that I like called palladium, which is about $200 an ounce. And you know what? It's a lot different than investing in a stock or a bond, because you actually get that product in your hand. You can put it in the safe and hold on to it. And you know what? It will more than likely be worth more than what you put into it at the end of the year. And you can cash it in and get more money. I'm just saying that you got to spend your time and your energy and your money more efficiently. You've got to do things that are conducive to building wealth. And you're not building wealth if you just say, I'm going to just put in a savings account and be afraid, you know, or I'm going to take and just put in my checking account, because you'll be tempted to spend it, and you will, if that's what typically happens. So allocate your time better. You need to start to believe that your financial independence is far more important than your social status. I mean, we have that so bad as black people that if we don't have the nicest looking car, I mean, I've done seminars and I've had people look at me up and down and try to guess what I'm wearing and how expensive what I have on is and all this foolishness. And it's so funny to me, because rich people don't really too much spend money like you would think that they do. But it's really funny, and they won't do business with me unless I can brag about the cars and the houses and the $800 shoes or whatever that I have on. I have to do that. Now, when I'm in front of white people doing a presentation, I can have on a regular pullover shirt and some jeans. As long as I know what I'm talking about, they respect that. They're not so much concerned about my social status and how good I look and if I got the new this on, I'm driving the new that. All they want to know is, can I do the job? And that's the bottom line. And we've got to get out of living for other people. You've got to understand that, you know, your financial independence is more important to be free, okay? And you need to understand that your children have to be taught to be economically self-sufficient. You have to get to a point where your children can do for themselves. You have to teach them how to do for themselves. And that goes back to, you know, not allowing them to go and buy these expensive cars and all this kind of foolishness that just sees them in debt and debt that they can't pay off. I mean, they'll rack up, you know, $50,000 worth of debt that they can't pay off before they, you know, they're 38, they're not even 30 years old and they got all this stuff. That needs to be expressed to them, because, you know, when they're self-sufficient and they don't depend on you, that frees your cash up so you can continue to build wealth for yourself in the long term, okay? And you need to, you know, make sure that you're choosing the right occupation. There's no point to you settling for anything. Like I said, you know, you're smart. You're not dumb. You can get any job you want. Go to get that education to get the job that's going to pay you enough money to put back, to save for your future. And if you do these things, that'll, you know, keep your life simple. Okay, you know, life is meant to be simple. I told my mama that when I was about 9. That life was simple. It's just other people that make it difficult for you. So you have to understand that, live life for yourself. I know I always say that if you don't get nothing else, I just remember this and all that. And there's so many things I ask you to remember. But, you know, really, truly, learn how to live life for yourself. Stop buying a house or car that people want to see you in. Be in a house or car that you can afford to be in. And that way you'll be happy. So what am I saying? What am I saying black people should do now? I'm saying black people should take their finances more seriously. They should do better. Strive to do better every day with the gift that they've been given. That's the gift of freedom. That's the gift of being able to go and get the education, get the job. And now it's time to take that to the next level and build wealth. And stop just making other people wealthy. Make yourself wealthy.